totally different world than we faced in the Obama-Biden administration.
He plans to give a Thanksgiving address to the nation today. New unemployment claims are up, 778,000 last week. There's been massive unemployment fraud in California jails and prisons, with inmates or their families receiving fraudulent benefits through a coronavirus relief program.
It encompasses every type of inmate. Quite frankly, the inmates are mocking us.
Sacramento County District Attorney Ann Marie Schubert says between March and August, inmates filed 35,000 claims totaling $140 million in benefits. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding is what you're looking for.
The airport's already reporting 64. We're on our way up to the high in the upper 70s today, but we have a storm system approaching, the first one in 28 days. The last storm system had a name, Zeta. This one doesn't have a name, but it's going to be one that produces some spotty showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Maybe a couple of stronger storms. I think some of the stronger storms may be along the front itself in the late night hours. With the low tonight around 63, we're in a marginal severe weather risk from the Storm Prediction Center. Tomorrow, risk of showers. I'm going to have to keep in a small chance on Thanksgiving as the front slows down a little bit, especially through midday, high in the mid-70s. On Friday, I think much of the day could be dry, but the best chance of showers and thunderstorms will be closer to Friday night as the next disturbance moves through and through Saturday morning. I think much of the day Saturday will be dry, including up in Tuscaloosa. Then showers and thunderstorms are a good bet on Sunday. Take that to the bank, and I think that could possibly be a severe weather situation before the bottom drops out on the temperature on Monday. Winter is coming. What was that? Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, yes.
Winter is coming. Right now, this morning, 64 degrees at 9:02.
How you doing, Rich?
Hey, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You're very stylish today. So.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
The special. You were telling me about those glasses. They filter
blue light.
Blue light. Yeah. What does it look like? Does it look any different?
No, it doesn't look any different.
It just kind of takes a glare off, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, and especially at night when you're reading your phone or my Kindle here, a lot of blue light exposure makes it more difficult to sleep.
Are you reading a book right now?
I'm reading multiple books. I have multiple irons in the fire.
How can you read multiple books? I've got to stay on one.
It's a little more difficult with fiction, but I'm reading a lot of nonfiction. So I have H.R. McMaster's book.
With fiction, that would be tough.
I would get the stories
mixed up.
But just a lot of different books. A lot of different books. Right now.
I wish I was had more time to read. I don't read.
Well, you're always chasing these weather systems.
Well, I do a lot of stuff, but I don't have time for books.
Before you go, say hi to Jack Campbell.
Hey, Jack. How you doing?
Hi, Rich.
How
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. What are you eating, everybody?
Banana.
Oh, banana. That's good for
sounds
you.
Good. That's good. A lot of sounds vitamin delicious. K.
Very healthy. Vitamin K.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Potassium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that the same thing?
So tomorrow is the day that everybody says, what the heck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, even if they're on a diet, they just...
I'm taking this week off from the gym. Yeah. I'm eating whatever I want.
Exactly. Oh, you just reminded me. I've got a infusion IV this morning.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go and see Lori this morning. I got here early instead.
Gosh, I just almost forgot about
that. Last day they're open, I think, this week.
Oh, yeah. So. As a matter of fact, they're doing half a day today, and then they're off tomorrow, Friday, and I think Saturday, too.
Oh, get on with your bad stuff.
Have a good one.
Take it easy, Rich.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jack.
Thanks, Richard. You too.
All right.
News and views from 9 till noon. We'll begin officially here in mere moments. We've got the whole team together. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
I'm all right. And we got, what's your name?
Eduardo Baderez.
Yeah, that guy.
Donut Mon.
We'll begin in mere moments.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Macon County authorities have identified the man whose body was found earlier this week. Sheriff Andre Brunson says 27-year-old Jonathan Daniel was found dead Monday on Pistol Range Road in Notasulga. Brunson says one person is in custody. They are looking for more suspects. Coronavirus hospitalizations are now above 1,400 in Alabama. The Department of Public Health says more than 30,000 cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 3,000 people have died from COVID-19 across the state. And Governor Kay Ivey has ordered the flags at the Capitol be lowered in honor of former state representative Alvin Holmes, who passed away on Saturday. Holmes served in the state legislature for 44 years. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples-to-apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
Marguerite's second annual pre-Thanksgiving blowout is on now through Black Friday. Every single item in the store has a crazy, wacky blowout price. And you can put it on a layaway, 10% down, and pick it up Christmas Eve. Blowout items, unbelievable blowout items. All diamonds, you heard me, all diamonds, including Fred Mark, 60% off. All of our watches, 49% off. Diamond studs, $99. Unbelievable blowout at Marguerite's Pepper Tree Shop. Don't miss this. This is the event of the year. Don't miss us. We're in Pepper Tree Shops.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this. And there it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The big hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text BELT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of new Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help get you back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text BELT to 42424. That's BELT to 42424.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing well, and we have this this ragamuffin here. Yeah. If he was a cat, he'd be a ragamuffin. He'd be a chunky ragamuffin. Eddie Bader.
I'm not sure about a ragamuffin, but I understand the chunky guy. I identify.
What, would you be a Maine Coon?
I think I'd be a Maine Coon.
Okay.
Yeah, big, fat Maine Coon.
Your appearance begs the question, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Why the pilot goggles?
Oh, they're blue light glasses. Trying them out.
Hipster.
Okay, I get emails from iBobs all the time about blue light glasses. What do they do?
They block out blue light.
So when the cops are trying to pull you over, you don't see them. You just keep
you
on
don't
going.
See them.
Yeah, exactly. Now, most of what I read's off my phone and my Kindle. Occasionally, I'll pick up an actual physical book. But I've noticed, I tried it out last night, and I did notice a difference in sleep. Less strain on the eyes, these sorts of things. So, trying it out. Plus, I've got a really cool craft beer recommendation for you, and I only listen to my music on vinyl. So, but I am not a hipster. 272-9228.
What is your craft beer recommendation?
Oh, I was just making that
something
up.
With very hoppy. I'm sure.
Don't you like really hoppy stuff?
No, I like your friend, her son. What's his?
Frazier's.
Yeah. I love his beer.
He has a brewery called Idle Hounds down in the Panhandle.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Right off of 98 near near Seagrove Beach.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And he has a double IPA. called Idle Hounds.
Well, and folks, you can tell with this...
several others, celebrate.
But with this idle chat, you can tell we're already heading our way into Thanksgiving. And I hope people take the time not to argue with family, though. I mean, you can do what you want. It's a free country for the most part, still. I don't know how long. But, you know, remember what you're thankful for. It is a good time to get down with family and maybe lick your wounds from this election or just have to take a break because it's been crazy these last few weeks. And I have a feeling, even today, with more lawsuits being dropped, not dropped by judges, but brought forth, Sidney Powell is promising hers in Georgia today. We've got a lot to talk about. It'll be going into next week, and they're going to continue to push this.
Well, thanks to Flower Child, who has inundated me with emails from alternative news sources. I've learned a lot in the last few weeks, but I mean, I've learned a lot since the election, but I'm beginning to believe that these election conspiracy theorists are not crazy at all. This was a systemic plan to take down the Republican candidate and rob votes from the Republican candidate and give them to the Democrat. There is no way, and I'll say this, I've said it before, this is the third time I'm going to say it. There is no way in heaven or hell or on earth that Donald Trump won that election. No way.
You're willing to bet your last remaining leg.
Joe Biden won that. No, there's no way Joe Biden won that election.
Yeah. I mean, you put up your last remaining leg the other day, so you're serious about it.
And I stand by that, pardon the pun.
But,
no, I'm serious.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I was talking to a friend of mine in Texas last night who's on top of this stuff about like Flower Child. And her mom was visiting, and I could tell they were into the wine when I called her. And she said the exact same thing I said. There's no way in hell Joe Biden won this election. And she said they tried like everything to steal it in Texas. But Dallas County and Travis County, where Trump didn't win, and Dallas County used to be solid Republican. They used this software. And I have a friend out there who ran for Congress named Genevieve Collins. And she, too, went down. She got 47%. She totally outraised her incumbent Democrat opponent, like 2-1. She's from a real rich family. And she is a great candidate. And she lost rather mysteriously. So I have no doubt that this thing was stolen. And it was stolen in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona.
Well, and you're not alone. Did you see the poll? I think it was CNBC is the firm or the company that conducted it. You know, take polls for what you will. But 97% of Trump voters believe this was stolen. It's only 3%.
72% of overall Republicans believe it was stolen. Excuse me.
And even, a plurality of Democrats. You know, you're talking like 30% of Democrats. So there are a lot of folks who see this. And, I mean, there are some weird irregularities, especially the way they stop voting in the middle of the night. You see these huge batches of ballots coming in.
Oh, yeah, blaming it on a water main burst.
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. So we're going to see.
Because the trend was going in Trump's direction.
Right.
Way ahead when the voting stopped.
But
when the vote counting stopped.
They gotta make this case, though, in the court, and they've got to win this. And it doesn't matter if a district court judge, you know, shoots it down. You appeal it immediately, but you got to be able to get this into the system, make it part of the public record. It can't just be, you know, news sites, alternative or otherwise. It can't just be Maria Bartiromo and Lou Dobbs. It has to be done.
Well, I think they're working as fast as they can to do that.
Right. Right.
Let me say this.
Okay.
While we are on, you know, break the next few days, I want everybody to, if they have a chance, go to some of these alternative websites like, excuse me, like Conservative Treehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick up some good info. And I watched the thing last night, well, 2 o'clock this morning when I couldn't sleep, on AmericanMediaPeriscope.net. It's a panel discussion about the conspiracy to steal this election. It was from some really smart people.
Okay. So, yeah, there are a lot of new voices and a lot of new media organizations popping up, and I think that's a healthy development, not a bad development. The idea that, oh, we should just go back to the days of the big three. And I have a story from Glenn Greenwald today. You know him. He's a big lefty, but he's an independent journalist, independent-minded fella. And he is calling out a lot of the big media companies, how they're calling them big tech, to censor alternatives. And it's an interesting push you're seeing, especially from the New York Times, CNN, and the like, yeah, trying to censor and control the message. But the biggest story to me, and we'll get into it in more detail after these calls we're about to take, the biggest story to me is, Jack, did you see this mysterious monolith in the desert of Utah?
No.
It looks like something out of Space Odyssey. Like, it is crazy. It was about an 12 foot tall,
yeah.
Like stainless steel looking monolith just in the middle of the Utah desert. It was a bunch of wildlife rangers out there counting bighorn sheep, and they run across this thing in the middle of the desert. I'll have to send you a link because it's got everybody talking about it. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter, if you think voting's a scam. It's bringing all sorts of people around this country as well as around the entire globe. You can find coverage of it in India, in China, in Japan, in Germany.
Germany?
You can find it all over. Everybody is fascinated by this find, by these wildlife folks. So we'll get into that in a second, but we've got a bunch of calls here, 272-9228. Let's go to Soldier Boy.
Good morning / afternoon, gentlemen. I use that term loosely on a couple of you.
Good morning.
Hey, two things. Did you see the announcement last night that the selected national security advisor Biden selected, of course, is a former crony from the Clintons, okay?
And Obama, yeah. Jake Sullivan.
Yeah, and he said, I couldn't believe this, and I did three tours in Desert Shield, Desert Storm. He said the invasion and the war in Iraq was 100% success. What a bunch of crap. Are you kidding me?
Wait, how much is Rumsfeld paying him?
that's the biggest cluster F I've ever seen. I was over there three times, you know. The weapons of mass destruction, right, yeah. Okay. I asked some friends who were out there, and they had these special units that were looking for it. And he said, Sarge, let me tell you something. He said, all we found was a bunch of empty warehouses, he says, right, and a bunch of dirt, he says. He said, this is all of nothing but a money-making machine for the defense contractors, he says. Because you remember Halliburton, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was eating that breakfast, man. That was a nice breakfast. And I was like, man. He says, well, you better enjoy it there, Sarge. I go, why? That's a $54 breakfast. Yep. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, he says, you got to remember, he says, what Halliburton does is bid on a contract. Halliburton doesn't have hardly any employees. But what they do is they subcontract to a subcontractor to a subcontractor.
Professional middleman.
Exactly. And there was a movie made about that, too, how you do government contracts. And you don't really have to have it. You just have to say you have it and then pay somebody else and make money.
Yep.
Because he was telling me, he says, eventually it costs the taxpayers $54 for each of you eat breakfast in the morning. And I said, well, you know, last time I looked, I was paying taxes. But, you know, this weapon of mass destruction, here's what I don't understand is, you know, we're over there looking in the dirt desert for what? Nothing? A distraction? And this guy wants this national security advisor, selectee by Joe Biden, said this was 100% success. I guess he didn't go, or none of his family members went to that conflict or that war.
Well, the establishment, Soldier Boy, is back in the saddle, and it's not just Jake Sullivan.
Oh, they are. They're pro-war. Democrats are pro-war. Did you see all the generals that are retiring that are anti-Trump because they want these cushion, defense contractors to work for? And if we don't have a war or a battle going on over there, they don't make the big bucks.
Well, did you see, though, speaking of General Soldier Boy, that it is now being reported from...
Mad Dog?
No, not Mattis. No. Not the America First thing. No, General Flynn is probably going to get a pardon.
Yep.
Well, he needs one.
Yep.
I think he's owed some money, too. Didn't it bankrupt him? Didn't he lose his house and everything?
Yep. How many cups of coffee do you have in the morning?
Oh, man, I'm telling you. It got me fired up. Well, you know, when you got skin in the game, you did three tours over there, and you're going to tell me that it was 100% success rate. Dude, I don't know what tent you were living in.
Right.
I mean,
I think they found some old stockpiles of, like, mustard gas and different
cans.
It's not like a reconstituted.
They found some mustard and ketchup in the chow hall. That's what they found.
Yep.
That's what they found. And maybe some tartar sauce that had expired and been born on date on the back in the kitchen.
Well, that is a deadly weapon.
Well, that is a deadly weapon. Tartar sauce and mayonnaise left out can get salmonella and give you a case of the old runos, you know. But that's not the bad thing. You know what was funny, though, is when I was watching security out there in the desert, you know, usually like the command post is the most guarded area because it controls everything on that base, right?
Yeah. Right.
And the security forces guy said, oh, man, that's nothing compared to, he said, go over there, over that hill. I said, what's that? He said, that's the most secure area on base. Do you know what it was? It was water bladders. Black water bladders. He said, that's the water supply for the base. He says, all you got to do is get yourself a thimble full of right chemical or bacteria or something, put it in the water system, and it'll shut the whole base down. It makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it was very secure then.
Hey, let me switch real quick over to...
Real quick. We got a bunch of calls.
Okay, real quick. Who's Mr. Germany that passed away? What's his name?
Alvin Holmes.
I love when Alvin stood up there with Governor Bentley, and he was going to announce, and he took it to his grave, I guess, all the guys and girls that had extramarital affairs, boyfriends and girlfriends.
Remember
he stood up and said that?
Oh, I've been talking about it, Soldier Boy. That was one of my favorite Alvin Holmes moments. They're like, you in the back, don't you be ducking away. Don't you try to sneak out.
I know y'all got boyfriends and girlfriends. You're not no different from Bentley.
And you're going to impeach him for moral turpitude.
All right, I'm going to go get me some beer from Germany.
All right.
See you, Soldier Boy.
Woo! You know, I think Dick Cheney worked for Halliburton after he retired from government before Bush picked him to be his vice president.
Yeah, I mean, it really is the establishment back in the saddle again. When I saw these pics and the way some of the corporate press, like Martha Raddatz of ABC, oh my Lord, like the way they talk so lovingly of the CIA and our intelligence community has been under siege.
And you know what? In years past, the Democrats were so suspicious of the CIA.
What the hell is going on here?
They got in there and they got their people in there now.
I don't want to hear this woe is me, or the poor intelligence community. Give me a break. 272-9228. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving, Steve.
Happy Thanksmas back to you. You know, in the neighborhood, I'm totally confused. On one yard, you got the turkey up, and the next yard, you got the Christmas lights. And then you got the old Christmas lights hanging off the turkey. I mean, it's just quite confusing.
Oh, yes.
But anyway.
Yeah, some people still have the pumpkins out.
Hey, I got them on mine. My rule is December 1, you put up the Christmas decorations, honor Thanksgiving, give it its time in the sun. But anyway. Did you hear about the billions of dollars that California has found that the prison population filed false complaints, false vouchers for their coronavirus checks?
I've heard a more general take about a lot of the fraud and corruption with these programs, but this is in particular in California in the prison system?
Oh, yeah, the Attorney General was on your station this morning, Attorney General from California, saying they're playing us and said we've discovered billions of dollars of fraudulent claims. So if the prison population incarcerated could pull that off under the noses, what do you think this voting hijacked? I mean,
exactly.
That was quite easy compared to all the other shenanigans that they pulled off in the past, unchecked, unaccountable, and now they will move to 4 years to perfect it and make it a lot better. And we'll all look back and we'll say one day, I was there, I voted the last time, I remember when we had a secure voting system.
Well, so, but just know, Steve, and I know you don't care, but just know, if you question all this money going out because of the coronavirus, then you just don't love the heroes, according to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And if you, you know, question what's going on with the vote, you just are trying to undermine our democracy. By the way, whenever you hear him say our democracy, think our hegemony, our domination, our, you know, our hegemony is a good way to think of it. Anytime they say our democracy, they're not really talking about voting.
Well, any exactly. And any time you have the federal government giving out free money, there's always a huge possibility for corruption.
Sure.
And anytime you allow mail-in ballots, and you know, you can drive to Georgia, you can drive to a state and set up a P.O. box.
Yep.
And that has now been found out all over the United States.
Thousands of cases.
They will never know how many illegal, fraudulent, crooked, dirty, rotten votes there were in that vote. But one day we'll say that was the day the voting system died.
Though, Steve, all it takes is one judge to do expedited discovery, to not do one of these motions to dismiss. They'll actually allow them to present the evidence and find more. And that's all it takes. I'm not saying it will happen, but it's not over and done with yet.
Well, I know one thing, Joey. If they were to overturn this election, you will have the biggest civil unrest in this country. I mean, it
will... Well, we can't upset our hegemony, you know.
Well, that's what worries me about these judges that might say, well, yeah, I know you're right, you got a case, but, you know, we're going to have too much civil unrest if we reverse this thing. We can't worry about what might happen. We have to do the right thing.
Well, Steve, I appreciate the call.
Great. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Happy Thanksgiving. 272-9228. This is the first hour news and views on the eve of Thanksgiving, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give him a call today at 279-6036 for all your video transfer needs, all those old analog formats, videotapes like VHS, even Betamax, if you're a Betamax person, camcorder tapes, even old film reels, old slides. You can get them all transferred to a digital format, DVD or file for your computer. Makes them easier to watch, share with the family around town or around the country, wherever your family lives, and it preserves those memories. It's not like those old videotapes just collect dust. No, they deteriorate over time, so preserve those memories today at Dan Black Studios. And Dan Black Studios can also offer you video production for any professional job you need done, whether you're doing a presentation in court or to your church or school. Maybe you're doing a TV commercial, an online, you know, branding video commercial. They really do it all. They've earned that professional reputation over 38 years. I think, you know, this fight coming up for Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
The virtual press conference, Dan Black was one of the guys making sure that went off smoothly. That they actually held that conference without any glitches, and they did a good job with it. So I don't know if Roy Jones Jr. Have you seen Tyson?
Yes.
I don't think Roy should be going into that ring with Tyson.
I really like Roy Jones Jr., but Tyson's ready to hit somebody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, did you hear what he said in an interview not too long ago? And again, Dan Black Studios, 279-6036, danblackstudios.net. Check him out on Facebook as well. Mike Tyson in an interview said that fighting to him is orgasmic.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why he's beat up women over the years?
Oh, good God, Jack. I don't know.
Has he?
Well, yeah. Given one VD and, you know. But that was an old Mike Tyson. This is a new and improved Mike Tyson.
Right.
He's already gone through the big reset.
He's got a big marijuana ranch.
Huge marijuana ranch.
He owns a couple of tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a new man.
Is he the new Tiger King?
Oh, God. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Traffic and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sounds like a job for ACV.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands, and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
I love the holidays. Sometimes, though, they're a bit, well, overwhelming. Shopping, cooking, in-laws. It's nice to have a helping hand in Guardian Credit Union. Using my mobile deposit saves me so much time. And I love earning cash back when I shop. Guardian even helped with a holiday loan. With Guardian as my holiday helper, I stress less and enjoy more.
Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228, day before Turkey Day. What the hell, who came up with the turkey pardoning thing? Like, President Trump pardoned two turkeys yesterday, Corn and Cobb. I think the president said something to the effect of, this is a very special day for turkeys. Not a great day, though. As we're seeing Biden's president-elect office start to appoint his cabinet members, his national security team. Man, I guess so many of y'all love the old administrative state. Do you not remember Clinton, Bush, Obama? Yeah, they did just such wonderful things, especially in the foreign policy, like national security realm. Such great, wonderful things. Good God. 272-9228. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Randall. Hey, Randall.
Oh, man, that was a surprise. I thought I'd be holding for days. Oh,
don't make me regret that decision.
I know it. Jay, I just got...
He's not on.
The question, he's not on. All right. Well, this flower child just goes kind of straight to you then because he was... what I've been trying to figure out is if these machines had this and they can really prove it, then why did Georgia have to stop and cheat? I mean, if the machines already have... They already tap into them and they already were loaded with that whatever... thing they ran on it to make one count for whatever it was, one and a half Biden and a half for Trump is what it's supposed to done. So why did so many have to throw up a red flag about cheat? It was it to make us look that way? Did they want? They're just telling us they cheating and ain't nothing we gonna do about it? I mean, with that the two things don't match, and that's the only thing I can't make sense out of all of it.
I don't know if this is true. Let me say that again. I don't know if this is true, but I think the explanation from the likes of Sidney Powell is that the turnout of the Trump vote was so massive that they had to change things up in the middle of the night.
It wouldn't matter if the machine was set to for half the Trump and one and a half the Biden. It wouldn't matter.
It would matter if you have such a big Trump turnout that algorithm won't work.
Well, okay, then that
you have more Trump voters than they expected. Again, I don't know if any of this is true, and Sidney Powell's supposed to file today. So we'll see whether or not her Kraken is a mythological beast or something real.
Yeah, but the thing is, totally, it don't matter what was marked on the paper. It is automatically counted that way. Even though your clicker went up one, if you voted for Trump, it was still only counted for a half. But I understand what you're saying, but I got you. But move on. And what scares me about all these sites and everybody jumping the pop caller is that we fighting the same people, you know what I mean? Like, the same people still in charge. I mean, they ain't really... I mean, look at how Breitbart did. Look at Steve Bannon, how he did. I mean, and you go to Cambridge Luka. That was a mind control. And Donald Trump participated in that. That is how Donald Trump won in 2016. He really used Cambridge Luka. He used the Facebook so massive around all the electoral voters. That's why you saw all the good stories about him. You know what I mean? Getting out and paying people's houses off. And you saw them stories. The right people saw them stories back when he was running president. When somebody pulled over and helped when the limo broke down. What kind of, you know, good and well, his limo, you know what I mean? Somebody would have been there.
Well, and Randall, I hear where you're coming from. And, yeah. You know, we had all the big headlines that were praising Barack Obama in 2008 and his team for using social media and this new thing called the Internet. For the first time in politics, they really used it. And then you've heard, what's the guy's name? Epstein, not Jeffrey. But the guy who's saying that Google shifted 6 million votes. I mean, and you're hearing all these different theories. The Russians did it. Everybody's influencing everybody. At the end of the day, I thought the American voter individually was wise enough to choose their leaders.
I know I am.
I guess we're not independent individuals who can make our own choices. We're just these automatons that kind of get programmed by these old powerful forces. It's just, at a certain point, I get tired of it.
But you've seen all the stuff. I ain't bringing nothing I sent you, but I really want you to look into it. I'll send it all to Jack. If you look into all that stuff, I mean, all that stuff I sent you, you can almost connect the dots. And then throw into how Donald Trump used Cambridge Analytica and Steve Bannon and them. I'm telling you, I can't think of the little girl's name right now, but I mean, she out there told everything, and then they put a little pink haired boy up to take the fall, and it made, you know, that was all for a front. You know, it just, and Donald Trump was in. I mean, so how do we know we ain't trust? All I can say is it was better sit down at Thanksgiving and look at our brothers and sisters and who we're fighting for and be thankful. The plan can still start right there in Montgomery, Alabama.
Well, a good way to start, Randall, when you're across the dinner table or the lunch table, whenever you're eating on Turkey Day, is to realize no matter who you voted for and who you support, you ain't the one in power.
Everybody needs
to keep that in mind.
And waiting on two old white men to save us ain't the ticket either, man. Okay. I'm just saying. And even Donald Trump had 4 more years. You know what I mean? Like, can he finish connecting the dots to Israel and them? It looks like he has. And you know, all right, bro, we'll see.
Later, Randall.
Did he say they had the little pink-haired boy take the fall? I was following Randall, and he said they had that little pink-haired boy go up there and take the fall. I'm like, what does that mean? Jack?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
I was on a call.
Gotta love my team here. 272-9228.
We're tired of you. That's what it is.
Let's go to Duke. Duke, help us out. You got a poem?
First of all, give me a how you doing? Let me hear it.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. But I'm sitting here listening to y'all whiners. I heard Trump's sister and one of his nieces say that Donald would do anything to cheat to win this election. So I don't feel sorry for Trump losing this election. Cheat or whatever it takes to get Donald out of the White House, if it took cheating to get him out, I'm all for it. Hell, he ought to be a better cheater. What you think?
You're getting closer to the truth, as far as I'm concerned, Duke. You're getting closer to the truth.
He ought to be a better cheater. So, you know,
Jack, hold on, Duke. I want Jack's input on this. Jack,
come on, Jack. What you got, baby?
Well, it was a landslide. Let me assure you, for the Democrats to reverse it from a landslide to for the other team to a victory. For themselves is pretty slick.
Yeah, what I'm talking about, see, Trump got to step his game up. That's something.
Yeah, well, you're right.
So that's what I feel about it. Whatever it takes to get his ass, he ain't out of there yet. But we may have to get we need more than a U-Haul. We need a crane or something to lift his ass up out of there, because he don't want to leave, don't look like. He came out yesterday like the groundhog and showed his shadow for a few minutes.
Oh, he had to pardon those turkeys.
Yeah, pardon the turkeys and bragged about his, it wasn't his stock market 30. Who was it? They said the new man caused that thing to go up to 30.
No, that's ridiculous. The vaccines made the stock market.
They said the new man caused that, but Trump came out yesterday.
Some people said that. He saw
his shadow and he walked back in the pen like the groundhog. What's up with him and Rudy, though?
I don't know, but Rudy needs a better hair dye.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. It's like he went to one of those.
You're going to see that on Saturday Night Live.
What? Yeah, like the hair in a can stuff. Like, just spray it on. I'm like, Rudy, what are you doing? But, Duke, I was told you have a Thanksgiving poem.
That was it right there.
Oh, okay. It was just a long form haiku or something?
Yeah, I'm worried about Trump, though, for real. I'm worried about Trump like I was about you, Jack, a couple weeks ago.
Well, appreciate your worry, Duke, but if I thought it was sincere, I would thank you.
I am for real. I'm for real. I'm from the bottom of my heart, baby.
Okay, well.
I'm still worried about you a little bit because y'all keep on. Y'all like Trump. Y'all don't want to let go. I heard a song say.
January 20th, you act like the day of the election is supposed to be the day the guy leaves. He doesn't leave till January 20th. We got two months.
The Democrats didn't bitch that much about when Russian helped Trump win the election. We didn't bitch quite this bad.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all going on and on and on like that.
All right, Duke, have a good Thanksgiving, dude.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, y'all too, man.
Right. 272-9228. Got to hit a break here, but Clint, T-Spear, Tom, Jason, everybody hold your position. You going to be all
yeah,
right?
Yeah, please do.
Did Duke wound you too much there?
Well, it hurt my heart.
I know.
But, he bought into the plandemic.
Well, just remember, Jack, guilty feet got no rhythm.
Have got no rhythm.
It's true. Just look at the next time Joe Biden dances.
He can't.
Exactly. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand in hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a very active weather pattern for the next several days. Storm system number 1 affecting us with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. A better chance of showers and storms by this evening and tonight. Some storms could be on the strong side. Quite breezy today, high in the mid-70s. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thanksgiving with a small chance of leftover showers tomorrow through at least midday. Then on Monday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, but a better chance Friday night and into Iron Bowl Saturday. But the main event on that weekend storm system will be Sunday, especially Sunday evening and Sunday night with possible severe weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is the time of year for sharing what you're thankful for, and our customers are at the top of the list. Happy Thanksgiving from Brubaker Motors. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, this hour, News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give them a call today for all those video transfers to the digital future, preserving those memories, making them easier to share. 279-6036, 279-6036. 'Cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky. Dan Black Studios. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. Hi, you're darn.
Hi, you're darn. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To all our listeners.
And to Eddie.
Yeah, me too.
Well, yeah, Eddie.
Been a rough year, but I'm going to be thankful.
I tell you, it's been a rough year.
272-9228.
I have a human interest story to share.
Please.
It's a dog story. So the other night, I'm in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Usually, when I am in the den, watching TV or whatever, and Bugsy's in every room that I'm in, you know? So I go back to the bedroom, and normally he follows me right back there. But he didn't come right away, did not come forthwith.
Yes.
And so I hear this clunking around. And I'm like, what's he doing? He trots up the hall with a 10-pound barbell in his mouth. I mean, seriously. It has a little rubber thing for both ends in the bar and hanging out of his mouth. And so he comes in and he drops it. And I'm like, trying to pick it up. What had happened is it had gotten moved from under my night table to up in the den where I spend most of my time, and I'll use it. And I had put it on a chair in the den, and he had gotten it off the chair and had brought it to the bedroom. Well, the last time I saw it was right by the bed. I thought, well, I'll get it when he's not looking, because he was guarding it like it was a animate object. So yesterday afternoon I ran some errands and I came back and the barbell was gone. And when I came up to the den, it was on the sofa. Now, how does this dog?
Good Lord.
I know, honestly. And so I let him go outside to the courtyard yesterday. And while he was out there, I moved the barbell, and I'm not sure he's figured out where it is yet. But
man, that's strong.
The weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. I wish I'd gotten video of it, because it's just unreal.
He's got a strong neck.
I mean, damn sure does.
Well, here, we've got a lot of calls here, Jack, but I appreciate that. I've never heard of that. Like, I've had dogs around barbells and dumbbells before.
I want to hook Bugsy up to the chair and see what kind of pull we can get out of him with Jack.
Oh, like, that'd be
fun. Like a sled.
Right. Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be really interesting.
Yeah, put you in a Santa outfit. Put some...
Oh, that'd like be so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be like the Grinch. Except, you know.
Jack.
Yeah, Jack's not a Grinch. Shaq.
Have him bring Shaq out.
272-9228. Clint, welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Clint.
Good morning.
All right, I hope your granddad's doing okay, Mr. Clark.
He's hanging in there. He's had real rough going, but he's hanging in there.
All right. Hey, I might have misunderstood Soldier Boy, but he say we did not find no weapons of mass destruction in Desert Storm. Is that what he said?
No.
I don't know. He didn't say Desert Storm.
No, he said the second go-around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess I missed.
Yeah, there are definitely stuff found in Desert Storm, not like nuclear program stuff, but yeah.
Well, we captured three Russian fraud missiles loaded with nerve gas,
right,
in Kuwait. So, they did have them, so they were there. But hey, watching WSFA last night, they had a protest at the Capitol yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
They've been a lot lately. Which one in particular?
Oh, there was just a few people there at the steps yesterday, sometime yesterday morning, I guess. But anyway, there's a guy behind that one lady. He had a sign. And check it out. It says, white lives matter too damn much. What kind of statement is that? You know, as a white man, I would not go up and have a sign that said, no, black lives matter. I mean, that's a racist comment. And that man standing there holding that sign, that's pitiful. What has happened to the black population? Are they that prejudiced today?
Well, no. How many people did you say were there? How many people are on the steps? Like a handful?
Start over. All right. You said you saw a man holding a sign that said white lives matter more.
Too much.
No, it said white lives matter too damn much.
Was it a black man holding the sign?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you know what that
is. Go back and check it out.
I'm not doubting you. I just want to know. You didn't make it clear that a black man was holding that sign.
Well, I tried not to look at color, but he was black. And I just thought, man, why would you make a sign that says something like that? Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't see it, so.
Well, and Clint just dropped, I suppose, just to be provocative. But as I was getting at Clint, it was like, what, four or five people up there? A few people saying that? Yeah. I doubt they speak for everybody.
That's my thought.
272-9228. Let's hit a quick break here. Tom, T-Spear, Doug, Jason, hold your positions. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
No kidding.
Isn't it lovely how politics brings us all together?
Where are you going?
Here.
Radio station?
No, I'll be at my uncle's.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be right back. 'Cause you're a sky, 'cause you're a sky full of stars. I'm gonna give you my heart.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's the Thanksgiving Week Sale going on now through Sunday at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Black Friday prices all week long on holiday favorites like 50% off Christmas ornaments, decor, and pre-wrapped gifts. 50% off all undecorated, pre-lit, lifelike Christmas trees, wreaths, and garland. Plus, shop unique gifts for everyone on your Christmas list, including jewelry, purses and totes, kids' toys and books, guy gifts, and more. Shop Black Friday prices now during the Thanksgiving Week Sale at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for your holiday meal. Turkeys, hams, holiday sides, and delicious desserts. We also carry a variety of non-food items as well. We're open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit us Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
With United Healthcare Medicare Advantage plans, there's so much to take advantage of, like free annual eye exams to help you see more clearly.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Plus, get free designer frames and free prescription lenses. It's time to take advantage. To learn more, visit AdvantageWow.com.
Vision benefits vary by plan and are not available with all plans. Additional charges may apply for out-of-network services. Annual routine eye exam and $100 to $400 allowance for covered eyewear every 1 to 2 years.
Wow.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Stop by there today at 6237 Atlanta Highway for all your paint and stain supplies. They are a New Look Decorating, local shop. a Benjamin Moore retailer at New Look Decorating Center. So when you see right there on Atlanta Highway where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway, it'll say Benjamin Moore, New Look Decorating Center. Stop by and say hi to Brian Carr, Brett Lanham. Brian's the owner, Brett's the manager. Their whole team are ready to serve you as paint specialists to give you inspiration on how you would like to repaint your home. Maybe it's one room at a time, you're doing it yourself, or you're contracting out that job. They can give you that inspiration and then help you make that inspiration a reality. Their number, 271-0007, 271-0007, or again, their showroom, 6237 Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. And be sure to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views when you stop by or give them a call. For the top hour break, let's go to the phones and talk to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hey, man. Did you see, I don't know if you saw, I don't watch The View, but I saw a thing on the internet about De Niro was on there.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that, you know, Giuliani's defending the mob. He's calling, you know, saying that basically Trump and his group are a bunch of mobsters now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and he's saying that once Trump is out of the way, his supporters better watch out because, it's going to be, they have a lot of things to be afraid of once Trump's out of the way. And I was like, really?
Robert De Niro's a jackass. He's a good actor, but he's a jackass. And trust me, I know jackassery. I have a mirror.
He is true, though. We are going to be in trouble once Trump is out of there because he's got moron and what's-her-face in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, the whole country's going to be in trouble, not just Trump supporters. But the way he made it sound like they're going to target us Trump supporters and, go after us, which is,
I'm definitely on the right, but I would love if diehard partisans on the right or the left would start to see that government itself is a gang of thieves writ large.
Yeah.
We're going to call people mobsters. Let's just call everybody mobsters.
Exactly. That's why I talked about, De Niro's a jerk, and a lot of them are like that. A lot of the big name actors are all like that.
Yeah, and I've seen it with Chris Evans, a guy played Captain America, Zach Braff. Remember that show Scrubs?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Scrubs?
Nothing's wrong with Scrubs.
Okay.
I'm like, what have you done since then, Zach?
Yeah.
What have you done for me lately to entertain me?
Make me laugh, funny man.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Well, Tom, I appreciate the call. Why are you watching The View? I'm worried about you.
I wasn't watching The View. I said I don't watch The show. It just happened to be on.
It just happened to be.
Do you know what the first thing people say that get caught watching The View? I don't watch The View. But.
No, that was on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah, you saw a clip. Okay. Fair enough. Thanks, Tom.
Take care, Tom.
272-9228. Here, T-Spear, we don't have much time, but what's up?
Okay, then I promise I'll just do my thing. This is for Duke, who is probably one of those slap-and-run cowards. President Trump was absolutely subjected to horrific attacks upon himself and his entire family from the moment he announced that he was running. So for Duke to say that he was never attacked, number one, that's a fool statement. But does he think that was okay? Biden has been in Congress for over 47 years and has done nothing for either this country or for racial relations. But of course, Duke thinks this is okay. Insanity is said to be doing the same thing over.